Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Jenna.
I'm feeling spicy today.
I know you are. I'm ready for it. I'm also feeling a little spicy.
Great. This makes for a great show.
Recipe for disaster. Too much spice. Speaking of which,
wow.
I've seen Dune 2 twice.
You should take David with you for the third time because he wants to see it in the theater and I have...
Okay, I'm going to force Austin to see it and I want to go see it in the 70mm IMAX, so I'll coordinate.
Take him with you. Okay.
Okay, great.
Get him out of the house.
Glad we did that.
Okay, cool.
It's you should see it though. Well, do you see the... Anyway, this is a different podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Okay. I might get shat upon if I give my... No, I don't.
What?
I have no interest in seeing it. Okay. I'm sure I would enjoy it, but I haven't seen it. So I'm not shitting on it. Yeah. It's a little bit much for me. Okay. This is Glee, and this is season 3, episode 19. Kevin, we're so close to the end of season 3. Are you crazy?
But I don't want it to.
I know. It's lived up.
The real ones did not lie. The people who were out there screaming it from the rooftops that season 3 was great.
They were not wrong.
Mm-mm, they weren't. And the fans we trust.
This is Promosaurus. It aired on May 8th, 2012. There's a lot that was happening. Somebody that I used to know was still number one. Oh, and look, new number one movie. It was The Avengers. I've seen it.
Seen it. We were also like obligated to see it because Joss Whedon wrote and directed it. And so we were like, oh my God, that's our boy. Mm-hmm, we'll go see it. And then it broke the world.
Broke the world into a million pieces. Like, I mean, the amount of films that have come out of that.
But he set up that whole world like that. It was really, I loved that movie.
Astounding. Yes, me too. We watch those often. In Glee News this week, on May 7th, Leah, Corey, Darren, and Diana and Matt went to the Met Gala. I wonder what that was like.
I know, fancy. We weren't included on those things.
We were not, but they all look very dapper and beautiful.
The theme was Schiaparelli and Prada, Impossible Conversations.
Ooh, they all looked really great.
2012 is not that long ago. And the difference in how people were dressing in 2012 and how they do now.
Oh, the Met Gala it's a costume party.
What year did all of a sudden it just turn into?
I don't know, somebody tell us.
The pictures, everyone looks very nice. They're very well dressed, but it's like a normal.
I would say like 20,
red carpet.
Probably in the teens. Yeah. We went like later teens. It went that way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really raining outside. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Isn't it cozy?
I love it.
I lit my, and this is not an ad, but I love Boy Smells candles. And I'm someone who is sort of naturally opposed to like celebrity versions of things. There's like a Kacey Musgraves Boy Smells candle called Slow Burn. And I'm like, I don't want that. And it's phenomenal.
That sounds delicious.
I bring it with me to different rooms.
Wait, it is literally downpouring. Like it is dumping. I'm not kidding. Dumping.
It's not pouring to me yet. So you're before me. So it's probably coming my way.
It is. I've never seen anything like this. Okay. Oh my God.
I can't wait. I'm ready. I'm literally staring out the window just like you are. We sit in front of our windows because, you know, lighting.
Right.
And
we're staring at our.
The trees have started to sway. I'll give an update once we
get
there.
Kevin, you better get ready.
Look, little Kevin, I wanted to be a meteorologist when I was little, so I've been waiting for this rain for a week.
It's not too late, Kevin. It's not too late. Okay, this was directed by Eric Stoltz, of course, because Eric does all the prom episodes, and he does them real well. They're like watching a John Hughes film.
You know what we need to start doing, though, is starting like a drinking game for Eric Stoltz prom episodes. Maybe it's too late now, but every time you see someone making out in the episode, you take a shot.
Shockingly, I don't think he had us make out, me and Harry make out in this one.
No, there were a lot of background actors making out.
I'm grateful. They made an extra bit of cash. That people who kiss on screen get like an extra bit of cash.
As they should.
It's a hazard pay. It's COVID. It should be more now.
You don't know where those mouths have been?
No idea.
They should, if they had to kiss one of us, then they'd really get hazard pay.
We've been everywhere. Okay, so there's a good amount of songs in this episode. Actually, there's only a few, but they're prom-like. They fit very fitting. Big Girls Don't Cry. Dinosaur. Had never heard this song before that.
No.
Love You Like a Love Song. What Makes You... That's What Makes You Beautiful. That's What Makes You Beautiful. It's What Makes You Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. And Take My Breath Away. There are a lot of fun facts about this episode.
There are. Okay, so number one, this episode features a scene from Funny Girl where Rachel sits in the auditorium wearing the same outfit Barbara did in the movie's beginning.
Ooh.
It was beautiful. It was a bit random, but I liked the drama.
Airmail by Yoko Ono and the Plastic Ono Band also played when Quinn runs to tear down the Lucy Caboosey poster in Born This Way. Oh my gosh, Lucy Caboosey.
Big Girls Don't Cry has different arrangements in the TV and studio versions, especially in the chorus, where Kurt sings the first part instead of Blaine having one solo in it and Rachel having the other. They both sang the parts together. That didn't happen normally. Yeah. But it must have fit the Stoltz thing. Like he probably wanted something for the story.
Yeah, for them to enter separately. And so they were able to split the music.
Totally.
Kurt called Blaine Borat, and that was improvised by Chris, because of course.
I did wonder, because it felt like something Ian would write, but
right.
That makes sense. Oh, Chris. Darren hated Blaine's hair gel as the process would take over an hour every time and would be quite painful. However, he never mentioned how much he hated it to anyone, as he still felt like the new kid and was scared he would get in trouble or annoy people if he complained.
That sounds like Darren.
Yeah. Not a complainer.
Not a complainer. Never. But at the end, when he comes out with his hair ungelled, that's normally what Darren looks like.
A heightened version, if you will.
No, sure. But that's like Darren's just like, I don't care. I'm not going to do my hair. Like,
yeah. Darren's just there for the vibes.
Care?
No.
Exactly. He does it for he does it when he has to. But that's the Darren I know anyway. Blaine and Kurt act as if nobody had ever seen Blaine without gel before prom, but he has been seen without it. Like, I can't go for that. You make my dreams come true. And during Rachel's house party. I don't know.
I mean,
that feels right.
Yeah, but they were like
costume themes, like purposeful, he was intentional. Playing a character. Right.
I don't know.
But technically.
Yeah, we can't start doing that on this show.
That is very, very true.
The whole Santana helping Quinn stand thing was all Naya's idea. After the first take that she did that, Eric Stoltz said, "Naya, I really like that you helped her up. Keep doing that."
Oh, of course. Stoltz just taking the reins like he normally does.
Yeah. And it made sense. It would be weird if Santana was just watching her like, good luck.
In the scenes at Figgins' office, Brittany says she stopped talking for a little while. This may be a reference to the fact that she had little to no lines from Hold On to 16 to Hard.
Yeah. They're doing that a lot. I'd say this episode and the next episode and this episode before this, they're doing is a lot of self-referential material.
Which I always love and appreciate.
I love it.
Love and appreciate.
Did you watch Boston Legal?
No, I didn't. But they do that?
Used to do like shows. I felt like never did that. And Boston Legal would sometimes do that at the very end of an episode.
Mm.
Reference the episode that just happened. And I thought it was so good. I love a little meta-ness.
And then also Becky playing the xylophone for the announcements is a reference to Grease, which I loved.
Yeah.
Did you get that when you saw it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. In the episode, both Finn and Blaine are wearing parts of clothing they've worn before in the breakup. Really? Blaine wore his black vest and Finn wore his blue striped shirt. I'm a sucker for repeating outfits on TV because...
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Maybe except for Kurt.
The only exception.
This is the second time Finn wore his blue striped shirt in a prom episode. The first time we're pregnant. We love this. We love this.
Quinn and Puck are the only seniors who didn't have their photos taken.
Our production designer, Mark Hutman, said Ryan Murphy was driving home one day when he saw the dinosaur ride that was used for prom photos and struck a deal with the owner to rent it for this episode.
I feel like this fun fact is a whole episode. One, we need to get Mark Hutman because all of those insane stages, the production that everyone makes fun of, like, how did the Glee Club afford this? Like, they couldn't afford a bus to Nationals, but they...
Here we are.
You could do Kurt and lights. Mark did all of that. Mark, outside of Andrew and Zach and Brooke, obviously, and Ryan Murphy, was always the other person in the dance rehearsals watching what was happening and just such a genius.
We just didn't see all of that happening, but it's like so much work and so much creativity and so much like time put into that.
So the other day I mentioned that podcast I'm obsessed with called Hollywood Gold.
It's
producers, but there was a producer talking about past lives, and they were talking about the things that people pretend to know about, you know, like lingo or things, and it's been too long of a time to ask what it actually means. Or, you know, departments they don't really know about. And the producer, she was saying, she's like, I don't think I will ever understand the art department. She's like, that is a mystery to me. How you get some info. She's like, I don't understand how it works. Mm. Like, how does, like, 1 + 1 = 2? Like, how do you see what's on the page? And then, like, what is the process of how it gets from that page to on that stage? And so quickly, especially in TV.
Right.
And exactly. I fully agree.
And getting scripts the day before.
Yes. And they were, there was no shortage. Like, they didn't phone in anything. Everything was so brilliant.
That's true.
I also want to ask Ryan, I can't picture Ryan stopping.
Right.
And getting out of his car and asking for a dinosaur ride.
Excuse me, may I use this for my TV show? I'll give you $40. Well, speaking of dinosaurs, it is the dinosaur prom.
Show enough, baby.
Brittany goes into high gear as the class president to spearhead the prom. Then after prom king and queen nominations are announced, the kids kick into campaign mode and some of the outcasts organize a rival anti-prom celebration.
So I love this whole Figgins going out. I mean, he calls her teenage trollop, which is insane and inappropriate.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But also funny. And I love the fact that she's completely abandoned her post as president, has just forgotten that it exists.
Mm-hmm. It is Britney, very Britney.
Yes. And I enjoyed this storyline because I think a lot of times in what is played with Britney's character is that because she comes off aloof or maybe dumb, which we know she's not, it seems like that's a character that you can take advantage of. And I love the moments when Britney exerts her dominance her and uses her power. Mm-hmm. And that scene where she's talking to like the prom committee is so good. Like, and she confuses them. That one girl for Rachel.
It's really well done. Really, really well done.
The kid who's like the nerdy one, I was like, oh, he's better at Artie than I am. But
he's definitely from the AV club. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that whole scene was really great.
I just love getting to watch Heather play in these instances.
And saying the most asinine things ever. She decides the theme is going to be dinosaurs. Which then we are all in the new directions. Like,
All right. I wonder if that's how the writers felt when Ryan came in one morning and was like,
I got a dinosaur.
The prom theme is dinosaurs. Make it work.
We have a lot of really weird prom themes coming up. This is just the beginning.
Oh, good. I'm excited.
Grundle prom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Strange.
I have an update on the weather for you, Jenna.
Is it downpouring?
It's pouring.
It is still, there's a puddle in my backyard now, like a huge puddle. And that was 5-10 minutes ago.
Wow.
Buckle up.
I'm going to fall down the side of the mountain.
Oh my God.
This could be the last podcast.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we're going to see a lot of dinosaurs at prom.
Yes. That's right. And we get some great nominations for prom king and queen. There was this sort of insane scene. Oh my God. Okay. So there's this insane scene where Rachel and Becky are in that bathroom, right? Mm-hmm. Where Becky's practicing like her queenness. And Rachel, because she's on a tear since she bombed her audition, and is like, sweetie, you need to adjust your expectations, which is like, Rachel, mind your business.
Right.
First of all.
Right.
Neither of you, like, you're not getting nominated.
I was going to say.
Like, come on.
Chill.
And then we come to find out, so the nominees for the prom king are Rick the Stick, Finn, and Brittany. Jane's reaction to strange. And then Missy, Gunderson, Santana, and Quinn are the nominees for prom queen. But all that is to say is Helen Mirren, the actual queen,
bless,
is back. And Eric Stoltz is directing. And maybe that's why she's back. I don't know. Right. But I was, just tickled. Because I didn't expect her to ever come back.
I mean, I'll take anything. I'll take a word.
And it's so good. And like hearing her talk about being the queen when she obviously played the queen. Mm-hmm. And then hearing her saying like don't look at me and all those things to the people in the hallway. It was like, I just wish I could have been in that voiceover session.
I know.
Like, I want to know what it feels like for Helen Mirren to read these scenes.
Also one take wonder, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Also, Britney has all these guidelines for prom, by the way. There's no hair gel allowed. Because the hair gel wasn't invented until after the time of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, people weren't invented yet either.
I call Ian on that one and I say, wow. Wow.
Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places, Target. This is where like Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let's talk about Becky, because we're talking about the Queen. Queen Becky.
Yeah.
Queen Lauren Potter, who was really expecting to be nominated for prom queen and didn't get it. She didn't get the nomination. Her tear on the xylophones.
It was maybe my single favorite moment of the episode because she's just standing there and just flips that shit. Like in the hallway, the huge one. Her hitting those trays in the lunch line.
She must have had queen. So much fun. It was really great. It was really, really great.
So good. And the way, I mean, I think if Sue Sylvester is remembered for anything, mm-hmm. obviously it's, wow, it's really pouring now, Jenna.
Told you.
It feels like a rainforest.
Told you.
Obviously, like, Sue's one-liners are, you know, A++. But right. her relationship with Becky and also molding Becky into this type of person, almost like irredeemable person. Yes, at the end, when she's like, you're a bitch. It's like, this is, their relationship is so special.
I love it.
I love it.
It's my favorite part of the episode.
Queen Becky, for sure.
So, Becky doesn't get the nomination, but... It doesn't
She's
matter.
She's the queen of our hearts.
Didn't matter.
Yeah.
Quinn did get her nomination, and it is really, I guess, Quinn's dream more than anything to get prom queen. I don't know. Maybe this reminds me of something that you, Kevin, would like with the feeling of like the stakes being really high in high school drama of like wanting prom king and queen, but it does not resonate with me at all. I'm like, really? She really wants it that bad, but I'll go with it. Quinn's dream is to become prom queen next to getting into Yale, I guess. And she realizes that she's going to get the sympathy vote for being in a wheelchair. I wonder how that makes Artie feel.
I kept waiting for the camera to cut to me when she stands up at prom and it never did.
I wish it had. Just Artie, like, stank face.
Yeah, just furious. Mm-hmm. What I like about Quinn, despite everything she's been through, is that she is just as conniving and superficial as she's ever been.
Right.
She hasn't lost it.
Right.
And it is dark to use her being in a wheelchair to get the sympathy vote.
I call cringe moment.
Cringe moment, but also like in line with her character from season one.
Right.
And also like it's high school and things are morally and ethically dubious.
Right. Well, look, and also getting the sympathy vote for being in the wheelchair after her car accident is different than faking it to continue with the sympathy votes.
Right.
It's even worse. It gets worse.
Yeah. That's why Tina had to stop the stutter.
Oh, man. Remember that?
How could I ever forget?
I do think, though, when Finn talks to Quinn, well, Finn decides that he's going to help campaign with Quinn as king and queen.
And Rachel is like, I know Quinn can't reach the wall where those posters are hung.
I know.
So, like, what are you two doing together? Rachel is just chaotic from the start of this episode because it really is someone spiraling.
Mm-hmm.
But she's masking it, where she goes from this full delusion of my prom dress is the most important dress I'm going to wear besides my wedding dress. And I'm going to, like, my prom is the thing. I need to be queen. And that completely gets shut down early. And then she's upset that Finn is helping Quinn. But like, girl, you're not nominated.
I know.
Aren't we past this? Finn's getting married to you.
I know. Well, that's what he says. We're engaged. What else can I do? He's like, this girl has nothing and you have everything. But I guess it is high school. I did miss the little bit that triangle a little bit. So I'm not mad at it. But
I love how it makes no sense. It makes high school sense. It makes complete exactly. High school sense.
This is the prom dress is the most important thing at a time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, how many kids did we grow up with? Do you think they were planning their wedding dress and prom dress within the same year?
Oh, a lot of people, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I wore a white dress to my prom.
What?
It wasn't a prom. It wasn't like a wedding dress, though. It was like a Hawaiian flowy looking thing. Very beachy. Beachy vibes.
Oh, that's nice.
It's fine. But it was a big thing. Like, in our town, we would go prom dress shopping and you'd write down when you purchased your dress, you'd write down your name, the school you're going to. So that way they made sure there were no doubles. So like people wouldn't be wearing the same, show up in the same dress.
Smart.
It is smart, right?
'Cause that only happens because you've had some parents marching in there and screaming at them because
it's like a dance mom.
Mm-hmm. One too many times that must have happened and they're like, okay. We got to come up with a system.
Exactly.
We didn't even have prom. I went to like some weird high school that was only junior and senior year. And so we got them to throw us a like sort of prom. It was a formal, but it was as close as we could get. And yeah, that was it. And I looked insane. I really thought I was wearing all these things I got from my Goodwill.
Really
thought I was cool.
Goodwill is cool now. It wasn't cool in high school, I guess.
I think Goodwill could have always been cool if you had a good sense of style and self.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah mine was off.
Yeah. You know what? Everybody blooms at different times, Kevin.
I'm still waiting.
So Quinn is in physical therapy. We see her in physical therapy with Joe, and she is almost walking. This is a miracle. It has been 3 episodes. She is almost walking. But she can walk and she's pretending for the sympathy vote, which is bad.
Well, I will say it is a big leap from walking once in physical therapy and like just learning to stand again and then being like, oh, she can walk. This is messed up. It's like, well, no, she is just
standing.
Like she's just starting.
Fair.
So calm down, Finn.
Calm down.
Calm down.
We can't hate Quinn all that much. You know, we can't hate on her that much. But she'll do something right at the end. Anyway, she'll remedy the situation.
She always does.
Do you want to talk about prom? You want to talk about anti-prom?
Let's talk about anti-prom.
Okay.
So, obviously, Rachel is in a tailspin. Then their audition bombed. Finn's campaigning with Quinn. Nightmare. And she's feeling down. Tried to take Becky down with her. Did not work. And she decides, because, you know, Blaine's upset with the anti-hair gel, I'm going to throw an anti-prom. All the characters' reactions to this, gold. Like, how dare you make this about yourself? Because you didn't get your way. Now you're trying to mess up our night, too.
Santana, saying it like it is.
It was very Naya. It was very. Like, thank you for actually speaking up and saying what's actually happening here.
Right.
How many times in our lives did she do that?
Often.
Often. And she wasn't afraid to get in trouble for it.
Oh, no. She would just love to stand up for the team.
Yeah. And it felt like that. This felt loaded like that.
It did. So they're going to do an anti-prom in a hotel. They got a hotel and they invited everybody. And Santana speaks her mind. But Becky's going to go, obviously, because she's angry. Puck is going to go because he's having an existential crisis. And Kurt and Blaine, I guess, are going to go.
I just feel like we're not getting enough of Puck's reaction to things happening to him. There's this is a really nice moment. Like, he and Becky have this great moment there. Mm-hmm. But it's like, he failed. And he's not getting out of high school. And we just are sort of like...
You just gotta wait till next episode, Kevin.
Oh, right. Right. But it's been episodes.
Yeah, I get it.
And it was like the final moment of that episode. Like, right. Him failing.
No, you're right. You're
and
right.
And we just...
skip over.
Yeah. But yes, I know it's coming up. And I really love Puck and Becky together. It was just a really... also, him in the underwear was insane. But... it was a sweet thing. And I think this episode is coming to a head and everybody is doing like the morally good thing, which is nice to see.
Yes.
And Finn obviously gets upset when he finds out and catches Quinn standing in the bathroom. Right. And so he storms out and he's like, I can't do this. And he goes to the anti-prom.
Rachel's magically in her prom dress.
Rachel is in full Golden Globes geesh. Like, well,
they use the excuse that Rachel's going to, they're doing their prom dress try-on fashion show for the anti-prom.
But I'm sorry. That
she
hair,
is done the for makeup, the gods.
The dress, phenomenal.
She's but ready like, to that's, go.
She was Oscar level. Like, it's like one of these things is not like the others in this episode. And like everybody else is in normal. Your dress was actually also like fashion. It was great.
It was short.
It was really
nice. We
loved it.
We loved that dress.
But it was just... even when they cut to her later on at the actual prom when she shows up.
Yes.
And it's like, damn.
I know.
I'm like, that is her on a red carpet.
Yes. IRL. It is Leah.
I mean, she
hair
looked phenomenal.
Down, long, like, done.
I'm like, that is not a 17-year-old.
And it's somebody who did their own hair and makeup in the hotel bath.
In about 10 minutes.
So Finn and Rachel go to prom. They decide they're going to go because Finn says, look, there's no prom without you. His prom was crap. So they go to the prom together. Becky and Puck, he crowns Becky anti-prom queen.
Mm-hmm.
Very
she's so
cute.
Happy.
So cute.
And he seems happy.
I know. I really like that storyline. And then we're at prom. Oh, and Kurt and Blaine also join, and Blaine shows up as Darren with no hair gel.
I really did love the moment of Puck and Becky walking in and Sue being so happy and Becky having that moment where she breaks rank with Sue and distracts her so Puck can spike the punch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't pour one for himself. He just pours it for her. And Sue putting on those glasses and just looking away is like, oh, this is just grade A high school shenanigans.
We love that. We love the punch making its a return to prom as well.
I mean, Sue getting mad at you because she thinks and she hates your dress.
She's spiking I'm spiking the juice and she hates my dress. Just hating on Tina.
Don't worry. Next episode.
She's coming for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're at prom. And the thing I remember the most about prom was Heather's dinosaur dance.
Absolutely.
First, I thought, my first thought was, oh my God, look at Heather. She's Pebbles from.
Oh, yeah.
From Flintstones. Then I thought, oh my God, she's barefoot. And then I thought, oh my God, this is the best dance ever. Those dinosaur heads, though, too, with all of our friend dancers was crazy.
I mean, but it's so much fun to watch. Like, the crazier thing they have to do, the better.
I don't think I knew about that. So when they showed up at prom doing that, I was like, wowza, this is amazing.
How did you feel about, so when Mercedes and Sam are dancing on the dance floor, Mercedes sees her ex dancing with the one and only Brittany Parks, who eventually becomes one of the assistant choreographers and was on tour with us as a dancer.
One of our great friends.
Yes, like one of our very best friends. It was just the most talented. And there she is.
There she is. Just looking at him.
Oh, God, I love her so much.
I love her so much. I was at my 6 a.m. workout the other day, and who taps me on my back, my shoulder? It was Brittany Park. We worked out together.
How was it working out with her?
It was great.
I would be scared because
I don't need to be scared.
A beast.
No, I'd be scared to tap dance or dance next to her. Working out next to her, I'm not scared.
That's true.
Tap dancing, yeah, I'm scared.
I went and saw her show in New York in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
That was at City Center, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it was with Savion Glover, and every night was improvised, like where her role was. It was like her and two other people just. They played like Savion's sort of like shadow. And so he would improvise what he was doing and they just had to go with it.
Oh my God.
And it was unreal. That's how good Brittany Parks is at tapping.
Mm-hmm. I took tap lessons with her and it was it's humbling. No, it's more than humbling.
She's taught dance classes for us like for fun.
They're amazing. And
we've had... everyone's humbled every time.
Every time. Especially with tap. I look like a tiny dinosaur. I actually look like a dinosaur dancing, tap dancing.
See, it's not swamp hands. It is T-Rex hands.
Oh, it is T-Rex hands. I could have been in that number as a dinosaur because that's how my hands rest all the time. That's just comfortable for me.
There's a lot of good musical numbers. How I loved Love You Like a Love Song. Because also it gave me my, this is Naya Rivera as a pop star. Like, this could be her song.
My
it
boy, felt like she it sounded so good.
And I love watching you guys dance with her.
That dance came back, like, I knew that forever.
Uh-huh.
I was dancing that with, while I was watching.
It fits
your
body.
I was like, why do I know this?
Yes.
I love doing that number. That was really fun.
Performing at the proms. Was so always much really fun. Easy and fun.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know why.
It felt like there was not a lot of steady cam on those numbers, or like it wasn't like shooting a regular musical number because mm-hmm. you're watching it from the stage, right? You're like kind of from the view of the prom versus like it being an immersive experience for the viewer. So it was a much easier shoot. And also the prom songs were always really fun.
And I think Stoltz, because he was doing them, was also really good about you're showing a lot of other activity going on.
Exactly.
It's a lot of cutaways and it also just feels very real. Like you're just in the action, seeing it from wherever.
That's right. That's
right. He wasn't overshooting it.
We skipped over Big Girls Don't Cry, which we opened with as well. And Big Girls Don't Cry reminded me a little bit of Breakaway. Did you get that vibe?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
It also just felt really... it came on and it was a little jarring to me.
Yes.
But also just really funny because it is jarring.
Yeah.
And that's funny. And like, yes. Rachel, get it together, girl.
Yeah. It's, yeah, totally. Totally. And then What Makes You Beautiful, which I'm so excited that we did that song. I would like some more boy band songs. You guys, please.
I had such a good time.
You guys,
and
like
also, I great. Love like your guys' reaction whenever we did pop, like boy band type numbers, because you all lost it.
Yeah, I felt like I was a Beatles fan again.
It was so much fun.
Well, again, not again, but.
And I just wanted to say, I think Samuel Larson sounds incredible.
Amazing.
On the song, because I didn't remember if I sang on the song. And then the hook comes in and I start it. I was like, my voice just sounds high. And then halfway through the hook, it switched to Samuel. I'm like, ah, there it is.
You sounded great.
I'm like, give this to him. He has the range.
You gotta give him the boy band boy.
But I loved him on this type of music.
Yes, it's very complimentary for him. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places. Target. This is where like Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
For some reason, my brain must have forgotten about Dancing Queen, which we did last season.
Yeah, fair.
But I thought they were going to do it again. Just do it again. Why not?
I'm not mad at having a recurring number every year. Well, I guess that's Don't Stop Believing, isn't it? But
right, exactly. But Take My Breath Away is funny. It's a very 80s, like, John Hughes again. I was a fan. And the surprise of everybody like looking and seeing like Quinn stand up was also kind of campy and funny.
Wild.
But it was, it was cute. And this is this is the last prom with the original OGs. Like all everybody together.
And because it's that, Quinn wants to do something nice because also, so Santana and Quinn are assigned to tallying the votes, even though they make up 2/3 of who's nominated.
So random.
For Queen.
Yeah.
And it's a really nice scene between Quinn and Santana. And Quinn wins, realizes it actually doesn't mean anything to her. What I thought was funny is Quinn being like, Santana, we've had the ideal high school careers. And it's like, have you, Quinn? Have you?
Right?
No one since someone on a soap opera has been through as much as you. Like, Quinn could have been in One Life to Live or General Hospital and been a normal character.
It's so true. She's at the hardest one. She had a baby. She's in a wheelchair. She's tried to steal a baby.
She started smoking under the bleachers and cut her hair off and dyed it pink. Like, you've lived 1,000 lives.
She has. But, you know, I'm glad that she has that perspective.
And magically gotten to Yale as well. She really can do it all. Women can do it all.
They do it all. Well, Quinn does it so much that she decides to give away prom queen. And they decide to...
Finn's response. So Finn wins prom king. And then Figgins opens the envelope and calls Kurt up, and he's nervous because he's going to, you know, crown whoever wins. And he's like, and for a second year in a row, it's like the riding candidate has overwhelmingly won.
Rachel effing Barry.
This doesn't sit right with me.
She was shocked. Shocked.
Yes. She was.
Like, just breathe.
And then she and Finn have their dance. And Finn's like, you deserve this. You earn this.
I mean, I guess, like, I don't know. I was going to say, like, after choking, you know, at her audition. But, like, I don't know. She's still going to. She's going to be fine.
Yeah. It was nice. And her, like, reaction was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it made a really nice, sweet moment with her and Finn.
Right. And they're bringing it together because their time is almost done in at McKinley. So I guess we got to give it, it to the people. Finchel is still going strong.
Yeah. And I love how, like, Quinn's form of giving back and doing something good is to just, like, help out one of her friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that, like, there's other people.
I also love that she's like, is this some kind of joke or something? I mean, like Kurt last year, is someone going to throw pig's blood on me next, like in Carrie? And I'm like, just you wait, bitch. Just you wait. Tina Cohen Chang's going to get shat on. So don't worry at her prom. Oh, that's the next prom, isn't it?
What? Oh, my God, Jenna. Yeah, I'm very excited for that. There's a little observation here, like an extra, I think, fun fact.
Yeah.
Or Easter egg that our producer Sam noticed that Leah's nails are different in every single scene.
I noticed that. I did notice that.
You did?
Uh-huh. Wow. Sometimes they're like long. And I wonder if it was because she was like planning to shoot for prom that day. That she was like, oh, I'll just do the scene like this. But they were very different.
Yeah.
Very different. They made me want to get my nails done, though, to be very honest. like they look good.
It's hard to plan for those things. Mm-hmm. At this point, too, I'm imagining we're shooting a couple episodes at the same time.
Totally. Maybe. Maybe. It depends on Eric Stoltz. Eric Stoltz gets the job done.
That's true.
Okay, let's grade the performances.
Ooh-wee. Okay.
Big girls don't cry. B.
A B.
Mm-hmm. Dinosaur.
A B plus.
Okay, I'm giving it an A. I'm giving it an A for its weirdness.
Fair. Love you like a love song?
A plus.
For someone who hasn't seen Dune, you're really doing a good reference with the voice.
Am I? Okay, great.
Yeah. Sorry.
That was like, for you, Artie.
I'm obsessed. Yeah, A plus.
What makes you beautiful?
An A minus?
Yeah, I'm giving it an A, a solid A. Take my breath away. B.
B plus.
Plus. Yeah, I'll give it a B plus.
It was like a really good, it did feel very 80s John Hughes, like classic, awkward, weird high school it's moment. Like,
what was that one in Romy Michelle's?
Oh, was it?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm thinking that.
But it is also, I feel like
high school reunion.
It looks like it. Maybe how Quinn's dressed, something about it.
Yes, agreed. Also, by the way, my brother texted me that the girls are now old enough. My nieces were not old enough. Well, my second niece wasn't born when Glee was out. Mm-hmm. Now they are older and they have Glee dance parties after dinner every single night. And they're listening to like all the songs. My brother's doing all the like the appropriate ones and lots of Aunt Jenna and stuff. And so he was texting me the other night that they were listening to Proud Mary. And he's like, this Corey line at the beginning, that was so strange, so awkward. But they are in their little sofa chairs, like doing the choreography. And he's like, you guys have to like tone it down when Jenna comes.
That's so cute.
And David's like, do you want to give them a show when you get there? Because we're going to visit soon. And I said, well, I'm too expensive for that.
Wow, Jenna. Times must be tough if you're trying to charge your nieces.
Times are tough, Kevin. That will be 8 M&Ms and 4 Skittles, please.
Oh, I'll do it for 3 M&Ms.
Right. And a small Snickers bite.
Oh, my God. Yes. I love that, though, because when my nieces and nephews, they would come to set and hang out.
Right.
And
right.
Then I would go home for Christmas and then they would be doing it.
Oh, they loved it. They loved it.
They were
it.
Obsessed. And I was like, can I get a break?
I know, that's the thing, but I love that they love it. It's actually awesome. It's so cool. What a cool thing.
So Amber, I don't know if you've seen on Instagram, posted this incredible picture and video of her in this like mirrored dress.
Oh, she looks bomb diggity.
And because she was saying what her favorite song she did on Glee was on the show, right? And she said it was Don't Make Me Over, which is like my also concur with that. Mm-hmm. And she sang it live in that dress at this Amphar event this week for Dionne Warwick.
What?
Honoring Dionne Warwick. And
she dared. She dared.
I know. I was watching it and I'm like, I don't get nervous when Amber sings because like, but I was nervous and it already happened. I'm watching the video of it.
Uh-huh. Nervous. And,
oh my God. Like just smiling.
My God.
That song is so good. If you guys, because it wasn't really in the episode. The music, the instrumental was in the Glee episode in season one. But if you haven't revisited Amber's version of Don't Make Me Over.
Revisit.
And go watch the video somewhere on Instagram or probably TikTok. It's.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really phenomenal.
Good to know. Okay. Thanks for sharing. She had a mirror ball dress.
Yeah. After winning the Mirror Ball trophy.
Exactly. She won a lot of things.
She sure has. And you know what? She deserves it.
She does. Let's do some tardy takes.
Okay.
Cringe moments.
Finn yelling at Quinn. To stand up and like going to reach for her.
Yeah, that was inappropriate. And then Quinn just taking the sympathy votes. I don't know. There's something about it that
the two of them are out of their minds.
They are out of their minds.
It's what power does. You know, you give nominations to certain people and just...
they take it.
Yeah.
Dance move?
Oh, Dinosaur.
Dinosaur. All of Dinosaur. Best song? Love song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Performance by a prop.
I think the dinosaur heads or the king and queen crowns that Puck makes for he and Becky.
I was going to say that too.
I'm sorry I stole it.
It's okay. We can say it together. best line. Okay, there's a really good one that Becky says. Becky says, I brought condoms. And Kurt says, Becky Blaine and I are gay, remember? And Becky says, never stopped me before.
taken out of Jenna's personal diaries.
It's when the Tina and Blaine storyline was born.
Oh God, it's so good.
It was really, that was really great. And Lauren's delivery was perfect.
I concur.
This is really funny. I concur.
Where did you learn the word concur?
There's some movie or TV mm-hmm. show where they say I concur. It's in there. It's like a trial or something. Where did it? Where did
Catch
I
Me
hear
If You
this?
Can.
Yes, I yes. concur. Yeah,
yeah.
Very good, Kevin.
Taught a generation.
It truly raised.
And made okay. Amy Adams a star.
Her little braces. She's so cute. Okay, performance. There's great film. Really great film.
Isn't it good?
I think I'll watch that tonight.
You shot that in like 30 days?
No, you stop.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm going to watch that tonight.
It's so good. How do you shoot like almost a 3-hour long movie in 30 days?
With pros.
Right. Like the full team of pros. Spielberg, Hanks, DiCaprio. Martin Sheen.
Walken, right? Was he the father?
Sue Mize.
Yeah. Abernathy.
God.
It is so good. Okay.
It's so good.
Women's MVP.
Speaking of Christopher Walken, Dune 2 in theaters now.
Speaking of Christopher Walken, Cord.
In the next episode, does
oh
that
my
scene.
God.
Two mice.
So funny. So funny. Okay. MVP. I'm giving it, I'm going, Lauren Potter.
Lauren Potter, all the way. Absolutely.
She wins.
I mean, and it's also like an assist by Helen Mirren.
Right.
Not that she needs it, but... Okay, Jenna, should we find on TikTok? I learned something today. Did you know there was a Glee coloring book?
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
So, Clayne Flanagan on TikTok posted a series of photos from the Glee coloring book. And it starts off by saying, my coloring book, but it gets progressively worse, cursed. And truer words have never been spoken because these pictures are absolutely asinine. And they get crazier.
James?
These look like they're horror movie
and
pictures.
Is it Corey or Matt at the end?
Who knows? Everyone starts evolving into like...
It's Corey.
Weird looking people.
It's scary.
The teeth and the eyes are terrifying.
You look like a grandpa. It's available on Amazon Prime, people, so go get it.
Wow.
I'm going to send you a copy and it's going to show up on your door at midnight, Kevin.
Don't you dare, because...
It's terrifying.
I'll wake up and... Austin will have just taped it all over the house on the walls.
I'm going to make him do that now.
No. It's so creepy. Terrifying.
This is so creepy.
Someone said this isn't Glee. This is Flea.
I'm ordering it.
Copyright 2020 is insane. Wait. Who was putting this out in 2020?
Somebody who was bored and found Glee during the pandemic.
The music with it is also hilarious.
Very funny.
Here comes the hurricane.
This is really funny. Okay. Well, on that note, thanks for joining us, everybody. That is Dinosaur Prom.
Loved it a little.
Promosaurus, rather.
Yeah, Promosaurus. Thanks for coming. And that's what you really missed.
Thanks for listening. And follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Missed Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.